Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Tuesday. How are you today, Kristen?
I woke up having no idea what day it was.
When I tell you that was my first thought too, yes? I slept so hard, I thought it was Friday.
I thought it was the weekend. And I was like, do I have work today? Do I not have work today? What day is it? What did I do? Yes, I was so confused, and it felt like it took me the longest time to figure out today was Tuesday.
That's a good thing though, right? That means you were sleeping so hard, right? This is good?
I guess.
No.
Or I'm just so disassociated with what's going on that I have no idea what day it is.
I think what the problem is with sleeping harder is it always makes me more tired throughout the day. Like, I don't know why it's the days where I get 4 hours of sleep, where I come in and I have like my best ideas and I'm my funniest version. I come in after 10 hours of sleep and I'm like, I'm useless.
It was so bizarre though, because I my alarm went off. So it must be a work day, but what day is, I could have swore it was Saturday or Sunday. No, was yesterday Monday? Yeah.
So. I hate when it happens on weekends where you're like, oh my God, my alarm didn't go off. And then you're like, oh damn, it's Saturday. That's kind of nice. All right, Katie, so what are you doing getting kicked out of bars, man?
It was a distillery.
It's different.
My bad.
It's almost worse because it's a bar and they make all their goods right behind the bar.
It wasn't a restaurant. It was a cafe.
To me, that gives a different vibe than like a bar. Like getting kicked out of a bar is probably because I've been cut off from just wild.
No, distillery. People don't get drunk at distilleries.
Well, distillery does have a different feel to me. It's almost like you're going back, you're checking out where they're making all the beers or whatever. And there's not like this setup where it is like a bar where it's like, distillery has less of a party feel than a bar does.
Yes, it's more like calming and relaxing. It's like, okay, I walk around with the drink. And a bar is like, give me another. It's been a long week. Like, you know, like that's the vibe. Yeah. So
how does one get kicked out of that environment?
My girlfriend decided it would be a great idea if we had like date night and we went to a distillery. She was like, I know like this perfect place that we could have a good time at. I know that you enjoy these things because my girlfriend's really not a drinker at all. So it was mainly more so for my enjoyment. And she booked a tasting at this distillery.
Oh, cool. Oh, that was very sweet. Yep.
So they had like a tasting and you can also do a tour and just explore it because it's like, this is a huge place. And on the side of it is actually like a, what is it called? Like a venue for like they host festivals and stuff like that. If that gives you the type of vibe of what this place is. So I was excited for it because there was only like these certain times that she had booked and she took care of everything and I just like showed up. So we arrive at this distillery. It's like 4 p.m. And when you walk in, they show like all their times for their showings. their tastings, and they're like, oh, there was like two more tastings after us. Like, I was looking at time slots and I was like, okay, so we should have a good amount of time to enjoy ourselves. The tasting was first, and then the tour was supposed to be afterward. And during the tasting, it was supposed to be six rounds with two options each, right?
And they're little itty bitty cups, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's little itty bitty cups, but the fact that it was both of us, I'm like, ha, we got a chance to try all 12.
So it's not a shot. It's a taste.
It's a taste, but when you add up 12 of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you got yourself a whole beer.
So, it's a distillery, not a brewery. I'm assuming this is alcohol.
Yeah, it is alcohol.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was different types, like the vodkas, the tequilas, the rums.
I've never done this. Okay.
Yeah, it was a whole like variety from this place. And we are in a group about 10 of us. So 10 of us have started our tastings. We're getting to know one another. It's like, ah, cheers. Having a great time. And the woman who was leading, hosting the tasting is basically explaining like how this one was created, what notes are this and what you can mix here, what you can mix there. So I'm really like all engaged in this and I'm having a great time learning and tasting. So out of the six rounds, we only made it to like the third round before you see like the woman who's hosting it look up behind us. And it's someone like trying to tell her to wrap it up. And I turn back and I'm assuming that this is like the manager or something. And like, we're closing.
Oh, okay. So they're behind your back telling the bartender. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And she's like, and she was like getting into her groove too. And she's like, guys, I'm so sorry. They're telling me that I need to hurry this up. So this is going to be our last round. And we have to end because we have a private event and we're closing.
Ah, they didn't tell you
5 minutes.
And they didn't tell you that before you walked in there?
No.
Okay.
We walk in and it seems like everything is fine. They give us our little voucher. Hey guys, welcome. Hope you guys have a great time. Hope you all enjoy. And I'm excited because my girlfriend was like, we're going to try these things. We're going to probably buy something, take a tour. We didn't even make it to the tour. We got through round three out of six. Did not get the tour. And they're like, sorry, we're closing. It's a private event. You guys got to go in 5 minutes.
Oh, no, that's on them, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad business.
That's poor planning on their part.
Exactly. But there was no, we apologize for the inconvenience. How can we make it up? It's, no, that's the door. You got to go out this exit only.
Did you not ask to get reimbursed for half? Because I would have been like, I only got half my tasting, plus I didn't get a tour. It's not my fault y'all have a private event. You never should have booked this tasting if you didn't have time to do it adequately.
Katie is too nice for that. You didn't do that.
Nope. No. And for me, the fun was just sucked out of it. I didn't know what to do right then. And my girlfriend was the one in charge of booking it. And she's like, you know what? Right now, let's just find an alternative to so the rest of our night's not ruined first.
I
and then handle
that.
It later on the back end. So I feel like we should have, and that was the opportunity, but it was just, it catches you off guard right there. Like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. You should have haggled for like a handle. Be like, listen, I won't write you a bad Yelp review if you just give us a fifth.
When I tell you they disappeared after they said you guys have 5 minutes, like any worker that was there was gone, and we just saw a sign that was for the exit and was like, not the way we came in. I was like, this is kind of weird.
Did you call them back or anything? Hit the manager up and go, hey?
No, because this place is also out of state. So it's weird. I know that it's not somewhere I would go back because we were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, is it really worth it when it's not a place that I would go a whole bunch of times? I just went for that one time experience.
I want my monies.
Yeah. Now,
I want my alcohols.
Now, Katie is a sweetie, but I don't know that you're a pushover. But have you put up some kind of review yet saying exactly what happened to you? Because I can't see you doing that.
She just did on the Burt Show.
Right.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is so rare that I get to hear from the one thing that, without a doubt, no matter what kind of day I'm having, will bring me the most joy. And for that, it is seeing Travis Kelce talk about his fiance, Taylor Swift. And what even made me more happy is he recently did kind of this short, brief interview with University of Florida grad Aaron Andrews, where he was talking about the upcoming season. This is his 13th season and what this means for him and why he decided to come back. And of course, they had to ask him about the one, the only Taylor Swift.
How rattled did you get when you proposed? I haven't even asked you this, by the way.
She could tell that story. The palms were definitely sweating.
Really?
I was definitely, I'm an emotional guy, so there were a few tears here and there, but it's been an exciting ride up to this date, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
I just love that something as simple as proposing can rattle a guy as large and burly as Travis Kelce.
All right. I love hearing this too, because, yeah, you know, love is a beautiful thing. You want to believe in love. But as of lately, there's been a couple of relationships, like in the public eye, celebrity relationships that have come to an end. And we're all like, oh, because they were not shy about professing their affection for each other. Does any part of you get a little nervous that if they talk about it too much and build it too much, and God forbid something does, like the engagement gets called off or whatever, that it's going to be devastating?
I just know in my soul, these two are going to last forever.
Really?
I really do feel like I have good intuition about celebrity couples. Like when Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes broke up this weekend, allegedly, that didn't shock me whatsoever. Because I think the way you talk about your future with somebody really does say so much about the state of your relationship. And I would notice with certain couples, if they were asked about the future, they get so like weird and shy about it. Whereas I feel like with Travis and Taylor, anytime they have been asked about it, they've been very respectful, and you can kind of see a little glimmer in their eye that you can tell that these are two people that really want to spend the rest of their lives together.
I don't get too invested in celebrity couples and stuff like that, but if these guys came out and said the engagement was over, I'd be a little bummed.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be a little bit bummed.
But that's not going to happen, because they're going to get married and last forever.
I think they will. And I think you used the key word there also, respect. There's a respect between the two of them that you can see, verbalize, and even the way they look at each other. I just feel like that's one of those couples that they're just going to figure it out. If he's got a nasty schedule and she's got a nasty schedule, they're going to sit down and figure it out.
100%. And I think the fact that Taylor Swift showed up to the Chiefs game this weekend with the state of the world and the way that she did speaks to just how much she's willing to do to show up to Travis's games. I don't know if you saw this, but there's this video circulating of Taylor showing up to the game. But normally when we see her, you know, she's got her fit on. She's got her like thigh high boots. Like, it's a moment. Whereas with basically everything that's happened in the last week or so, I think her safety has really been called into question as such a big public figure. So when she walked into Travis's box, Travis's suite at the Chiefs stadium, they got like this, I'm assuming it's bulletproof, like a big black wall that they put in front of where she was going to walk, and it moved. As she walked through the doorway, they just shifted with her so that nobody could see her. And, you know, if somebody had a weapon, worst case scenario couldn't happen.
The rumor was it was bulletproof, but who knows what you believe online.
No, they found it. They found it for sale online. It's a giant bulletproof screen that she was behind.
Is that right?
Which was incredibly smart to do. And also people didn't see her in the box as well. So I think it was she probably had some kind of disguise on. So if you looked up in the box, again, if worst case scenario was going to happen, you couldn't see her. But I just want my girl to be safe so I can see her in some beautiful wedding dress one day.
You know, and I know I've said this 3 trillion times on the show, man, but when I look at that couple, I just don't know why anybody would sign up for that kind of celebrity, that superstardom right there, where at the end of the day, it's a fiance going to see her fiance work. And she has to be behind a bulletproof wall and everybody's looking at her. I don't know why anybody would sign up for that kind of superstardom.
But they didn't sign up for the celebrity. They didn't sign up for the fame. They didn't sign up for the superstardom. His passion is football. That's what he pursued. Her passion is songwriting and music. Like, that is literally every essence of her being. Football is every essence of his being. So they're just doing what they love. Mm-hmm. And that happens to come with an immense amount of celebrity and fame.
At some
Unfortunately,
point,
we chose professions where that's not the case.
Yeah.
They have yachts. We don't. Right. We just have nasty comments on Facebook.
That we do.
That is our yacht.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It's hard to let go of that celebrity crush, that celebrity that you are never going to meet, and this is never going to happen for you, but you do have a crush. It's hard to let it go.
Oh, this one's not going to be hard to let go because it got ruined, courtesy of my son and you.
If we go around the room, who's your celebrity crush, Abby?
Right now, I have a hankering for country music star Tucker Wetmore.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a man with a slutty mustache.
Okay. You like yourself a slutty mustache.
I love a man with a slutty mustache and a cowboy hat.
Some of mine could rotate, but Zoe Saldana is always going to be in the Hall of Fame right there. She's number one.
Gorgeous.
I think your girlfriend looks so much like Zoe Saldana.
You think?
Yes.
I mean, there's a glaring difference, but apart from that, like yes, their face structure and everything, yeah, they are.
And the glaring difference you're talking about is the eyes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's yours?
Jim Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, David Harbour. But that's right. I want him like, I mean, this is probably going to be hypocritical of me, but I want him before he goes to the Russian prison, right? Like when he looks like he's healthy and knows what a hamburger is versus the starvation. Poor dude looking sick, but yeah, break me off a piece of that.
Okay, drunk. And you have been very committed to your celebrity crush for as long as I can remember, Chris.
Yes, I mean, for a decade now, Zac Efron has always been there. Henry Cavill, like, so I had a top three.
Yeah, I think there's two of them can rotate. There's usually, yeah, I think, like, as a general rule, mm-hmm, one is always number one in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But we have to have a little flexibility with two and three.
Dude, Sir Brandon from the Tudors, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Right? Like, Henry Cavill. All right, but we're not talking about Henry. We're talking about Zach. So for the longest time, Zac Efron has been my celebrity crush.
Really?
Yes. Adore. And I think he is what cemented it for me. All right. And I find him highly attractive and, you know, the body, yada, yada, especially in Baywatch. But he's a really good actor. Like, he's a phenomenal actor. And so that plays a part of it. What?
Cassie and I are both looking at each other like, is she still talking about Zac Efron?
I was like, we're talking about Henry Cavill, right?
No! It's hard to judge his acting choices when you're blinded by his 9-pack abs.
Yeah, so the recent wrestling movie he did.
He was very good in that.
Oh, okay. My God. That last scene where he talks about how he used to be a brother. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Huh? He was good in that.
Yes. Yep. And so 17 Again, which was another movie, and he was really like, there's a court scene where he's crying and it's just fantastic. Anyway, he's been a crush. So I'm sitting on the couch and I'm doing what I do best. And I'm just kind of like melting into the couch as I, you know, just kind of scroll on Instagram, just looking at the videos in my For You page, whatever. And my son comes over and he is like, I'm like in my spot. Cause you know how you have that one spot in the house where you sit and mine's like right tucked there into the corner of the couch. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm kind of sitting, lean back, and Jimmy comes in and he's all up in my space per usual, but you know, he's my kid. So I love him. And I'm sitting there scrolling and being the like consummate parent that I am and just the fantastic mom I am. My son and I are just sitting there scrolling the gram together, right?
Darkening your soul, darkening his soul at a very early age.
But remember, my algorithm, I'm proud of what I've been able to foster in my For You page because it's just a lot of like people falling down, manatees and farts. Like I got a really good, like my algorithm knows me and I'm happy with it.
That's kind of amazing, actually. If you scroll through your algorithm and the first three videos, the subject is what describes you. So Kristen loves falling down. found manatees and farts.
Yes. Can we do that real quick before you continue your story?
Go for
I'm
it.
Pulling it up.
Yeah. So this is for Instagram there you're
yes.
talking about?
Yeah. I'm an Instagirl.
I'm going to TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is perfect. The first video is a man with a slutty mustache.
See?
Ooh, who is that?
This is one of my mutuals. He's my podcast man crush. I love him.
Well, who is it? I love him.
I don't want to say his name in case he ever hears this, but yeah, I love this man.
My first one is, this makes sense, a Padres and Dodgers fan fighting at a Padres game.
Shocker, the sports.
The second one that came up is me. Weird is that, right?
From the
Burt Show. And the third one is Tom Brady. This is a good scroll for me. This is Tom Brady before the game last night. Usually it's much uglier than that, darker than that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's a good scroll right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for you, I would say sports and anything motivational.
Oh my God, you would hate mine. It's literally, there's something, gardening tip. The type of fabric that bacteria cannot survive on is the next one. And then YouTubers to up your photography game.
Yep, that tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That 1,000% tracks.
My second one is another man with a slutty mustache on his knees. And then the next one is...
Oh, wait, sorry. Hang on. Back up.
No, he's just offering... This is probably his girlfriend. His girlfriend iced coffee. And then the next one is 5 new restaurants on the Beltline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that tracks for you, for sure.
Okay, so anyway. I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you know, scrolling. And I get to a video of Zac Efron, and it's him, and it's from a scene of a movie, and it's the movie that came out with Nicole Kidman on Netflix, I think.
Baby
it was
Girl.
A Family Affair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to turn that one off.
Full disclosure, never watched it, right? And so he's in the car with Joey King, all right? So they're driving, and he has obviously experienced some kind of romantic loss, so he's singing Cher at the top of his lungs in the car. My son, without skipping a beat, goes, "Is that Mr. Burt?" Are you kidding?
He thought I was Zac Efron?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Lord.
So Zach is sitting there.
Bless his little heart.
Zach is, he's got, I mean, to be fair, he had sunglasses on, but nonetheless.
And what else was over his face?
No,
was he wearing a goalie's mask?
No, it's just and I just like, you ruined it, Jimmy. Like, you literally stole my celebrity crush. But he was adamant. I go, no, baby, that's Zac Efron. And then Jimmy doubled down and was adamant. He goes, no, that's Mr. Burt. That's Mr. Burt. And so we had to sit there and watch Mr. Burt sing this again. You believe
in love, love. I'm trying to share.
I'm
trying.
I'm not 1% effort. Not 1%.
Hey, listen. No, like, no shade. You're not.
No.
Not even close.
I'm not even insulted.
But Jimmy saw that video, and I guess because of the way the haircut or whatever, and like, and because you guys are both beefy dudes, he was adamant that was Mr. Burt. And so now, forever, until that day moving forward, I'm never going to be able to look at Zac Efron the same way again. So my celebrity crush has been stolen from me.
If you don't think the next time that I walk into your house, I'm not singing that song at the top of my lungs, you are so wrong, girl.
The Burt Show.
But now we are doing noon tonight, our fashion show for Burt's Big Adventure and our kids. This is the trip that we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. We're doing the fashion show at Avalon on Thursday night. This is the 11th year, but this is the very first year that I have selected my clothes in advance. It usually goes something like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday pass. Thursday, got to be in Alpharetta at 5 o'clock. So I go to my closet at 4:30 and I pick out anything that isn't wrinkled. I put it on and I head on out to Avalon. Not this year, sister. Oh, no. This year I got the email from Molly and immediately went to my closet. And the first thing that I picked off the rack was a long sleeve shirt, dress shirt, and it wasn't wrinkled. Ready to go. Second thing, it just jumped out at me, were quote unquote slacks, which I never wear, just jumped right out at me, right? Got my belt. I have to get some shoes. But other than that, 1 minute of preparation for Thursday night. Going around the room here, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
How much prep for you for noon tonight, the fashion show, which you can still get tickets for, by the way, at burtsbigadventure.org.
All right, so I did my fitting last week at Avalon. Randy, who coordinates the entire fashion show, she is spectacular. I have a dress for the MC portion, and I have a dress for the runway. So I got both of those. I'm getting my hair done today. So I will be at the salon for approximately 3 hours to get my hair done.
3 hours?
Yeah, it takes 3 hours to get my hair done because of the color or whatever, because I got to get root coverage, and then they throw in some highlights. And then you have to, she typically does a mask on it. And then after that, you have to do the blowout. And then I also want to get some like curls that'll last. Oof. So it takes a minute. And then let's see. Then tomorrow, I have to get my nails done. So that'll take about hour and a half. I also have to get my spray tan. And that one's pretty easy. Let's see. Oh, and then Ingrid is coming over to the house on Thursday to do my makeup. So that'll typically take about an hour. And then I'll head over to Avalon so I could be there at 5 on Thursday.
So at the end of the day, we're talking about six, seven hours of prep?
No, more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Cass?
Yeah, I think I'm probably clocking in about 6. Between hair, makeup, I got to get some shoes to go with the runway outfit. I'm not doing spray tans just because when I get them, I'm orange. And for years, I walked around. I was about to be like, y'all let me do this. But no, it's on me. I look like a giant pumpkin with the orange hair. So I'm a recovering spray tan addict. So I'm going to cut that one out.
I mean, you could go out there and just get some sun for a couple of minutes.
Oh, so you'd like me to be red?
You don't gotta get fried.
Listen, this ginger skin is the color of mayonnaise for a reason, all right? Me and the sun, we get along, but we're not besties.
Abby, you're clocking in at how many?
Well, skipping a spray tan, it couldn't be me. So that's going to add at least 45 minutes to my preparation because I've got to spray tan so I don't look like a walking mayonnaise demon.
Do you marinate overnight? Because I get mine in the evening so I can marinate and then I rinse it off the next morning.
Typically, I marinate overnight.
Yeah.
I have switched because it was on sale at Target to the 2-hour express. Mm. So I will be rinsing off after 3 hours just to make sure it bakes a little longer so I look a little extra toasty.
Have you used that before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm a pro for the most part. And then I'm not getting my hair done until Thursday, but that'll take about an hour. I'm doing my own makeup, which takes about 30 minutes. So, I mean, I'm probably clocking in around 3 or 4 hours.
God, so good to be a guy. Kristen reminded me there was a reason why Molly sent that early in the week.
It was so funny. When
forgot
you were,
about that.
You were bragging. You were so proud of yourself for having your outfit picked out for the Avalon Noon Tonight Fashion Benefit, which, by the way, does not start at noon. It's just fashion that you can wear at noon and that you can wear at night. So it covers day and night. For the first couple of years, I was confused by that. No, the reason why you got that email is because I can't remember what year, but you showed up and let's just say you did not bring the fashion to the fashion event. It was a very, very casual outfit you were wearing. And we were perplexed as to how anyone let you walk out of the house looking like that, coming to an event for Burt's Big Adventure.
I literally, right before the event, was shopping at Avalon looking for my outfit. And I had to be on stage in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like so Molly was not going to let that happen again this year.
No. So that's why you got the email, sir, to remind yourself to, I don't know, look presentable.
I am going to be presentable.
Okay.
That I can promise. All right.
That's good to hear.
Your tickets are still available. And again, Connor is going to be joining us from Love on the Spectrum, but he can't take away from the kids. And the kids from Burt's Big Adventure are going to be walking that runway and they're going to feel like rock stars. And we know you guys are going to make them feel that way. And all this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure. You can get your tickets at burtsbigadventure.org.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Abby, prove to us. Prove to us how difficult it is to shake a man.
I'm going to need everyone to reserve their judgment until after this segment is over, because after you hear how I behaved on this date, you're going to be like, yeah, this is why she's single. And I just want to prove to you that when a man likes you, when a man decides he wants to date you, there is truly nothing you can do or say that's going to change his mind. So this all has to do with a second date that I went on a couple weeks back. I was kind of on the fence about this guy. Went on a pretty decent first date with him. I thought he was great, but I was kind of like, well, it's that thing that everyone looks for where they're like, I didn't really feel much of like a spark or much friction, but he's such a good guy that I'm willing to try to get, like, I'm willing to be open-minded and just see if something can grow here. So he asked me out on his second date, and everyone was kind of asking me how he's feeling leading up to it. And I'm like, you know what? I just feel like the second date is very telling. Like, when I see him, am I going to get excited? You know, is he going to feel a little bit more comfortable? Can he show me a little bit more of his personality? I just feel like the second date is really going to be telling whether or not this is going to go somewhere or not. And I kind of wanted it to, because he checked all the boxes. He's very tall, handsome, successful, total gentleman. We have some mutual friends. So for all intents and purposes, like, I want this to work out.
All he had to do is be quiet.
Oh, no, I did not want him to be quiet. I wanted to be like a feral little animal, just like me. Like, I'm looking for kind of my weird match personality wise. And while I thought he was lovely on the first date, I'm like, I'm just trying to see, like, can we roast each other? Can we have fun? Can we be silly? Can we watch Vine compilations together and laugh at the same jokes? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of looking for that right level of roast to flirting, which I feel like is what everyone's kind of after.
If I was that tall and that good looking back in the day and that successful, I wouldn't have said a word until I was 35, because you can only mess it up.
Uh-huh. So I show up to the state, and I was a little bit nervous because, again, you know, I'm 28 and I just want to find somebody at this point. Like, I'm just really over it. Like, the dating thing has been fun, but, like, I'm ready to clock out of this shift. I'm ready to sign the contract for life, to just be somewhat indifferent about someone for the next 50 to 60 years.
sounds glorious.
Just, I don't know, like, these nights is cold, Bert. And it's just lonely, and life is hard, and I just want someone to do it with.
We're coming up on cuffing season.
Oh, God.
Is that a real thing, even?
This will be my 28th cuffing season. Where I'm, oh, no, there was that 1 year. Okay, my 27th cuffing season where I'm alone. So I show up to this restaurant. It's a really nice restaurant. And so I'm kind of like, okay, he's pulling out the big guns. And I knew this guy really liked me. Like, he had been texting me all week, almost to a fault, where I was kind of like, okay, chill, dude. Like, I don't know if I like you yet. Like, I know you really like me, but I'm not quite there with him.
There is a sweet spot, isn't there? Like, he gives you just enough to say he's interested, mm-hmm. but not too needy or giving too much.
To me, like, texting is just a means to an end. Like, unless me and you have a rapport, we have inside jokes, like, I don't really want to chat and gab with you over the phone. Like, it just feels like I have this weird pen pal. Like, it's 1940s and I'm like, dear William, it's just not, it's not my vibe. So I'm at this restaurant, I'm really nervous, and all of a sudden he turns the corner and he's like, hey, Abby. And I look up and I know that when I lock eyes with him, this is going to be the moment whether or not like I get that kind of giddiness to see him or not. And I look up and I immediately get the ick because this man is wearing a cardigan. And I kind of like looking at his outfit and I'm like, this man is dressed like Ellen DeGeneres. This man has on skinny jeans, white sneakers, a cardigan, and a t-shirt under it. And I go,
like a Mr. Rogers cardigan?
Like a full-on cardigan. Like he went to Macy's and said, take me to the women's section. And so we're kind of already off to a weird foot. And we just start talking. I'm kind of like, yeah, I just don't think our personalities are a match. And at some point during this dinner, he takes off the cardigan and I go, oh, he actually looks really good. And I was like, okay, Ellen DeGeneres, like you just upgraded from like 40-year-old lesbian to like Jake Gyllenhaal. Here we go.
And that can be changed. Clothes and style can be changed. The bones are there.
But then we're talking over dinner and I'm like, the personality is just not it. It's not that there's anything wrong with him. It's just not my vibe. I'm like, I feel like we're just two puzzle pieces trying to make this work. And it doesn't feel easy. It feels clunky. It feels a little awkward. And I feel like that's fine for the first date. But the second date, I'm like, okay, now I'm just forcing it. And so then at some point during the dinner, he puts the cardigan back on and I look him dead in his face and I go, I am begging you to take that cardigan off. And he like wouldn't take it off. I was like, I'm like, it is 75 degrees in this restaurant. You do not need this card. I'm begging you, take the cardigan off. He's like, you don't like it? I thought you would like it. I thought this is the style. I'm like, no. I'm like, take the cardigan off. So finally he takes the cardigan off. I'm literally like, throw it away. Put the cardigan in the trash can. And what's so funny is the more I'm like roasting this guy, like the more feelings he's catching, like the more I can see that little glimmer in his eye. Like this guy likes to be bullied.
I don't think it's a bully thing. I think as a guy, when you find a woman that's going to be that honest, well, you're walking a fine line. It could be offensive.
It was a little mean, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I think subconsciously I was trying to push him away because I'm like, I want you to know this. There's not a third date after this.
Which is exactly another point I was going to make in a second. But I think initially doing something like that is so sort of on the line but honest, I think that would be so refreshing to date. I think if I'm that guy, that's a turn on.
So that's exactly what it was because he gets that little glimmer in his eye and he's like, let's go to a cocktail bar. And I'm a little tipsy at this point and I'm having a decent enough time to where I'm like, whatever, let's go have one more cocktail and then I'll never have to see you again. So we go to this cocktail bar and this guy is just trying to pull all the moves. He's looking down at me and he's like, man, the way the light's hitting you is just like really just reflecting off your earrings. You just like, oh, you look like a goddess. And I'm like,
or you're like, it's reflecting off your cardigan button.
No, I was like, there's something about Ellen DeGeneres hitting on you that just doesn't do it for me. Like, unfortunately, I am attracted to men, I think. So we're sitting there and I can just tell this guy's really going to try and go in for like the hard sell at the end. So we leave this cocktail bar and you guys are going to, I was telling my friends a story at the bar this weekend and they were in stitches. So I hope it translates to y'all the same way it translates to them. And we had gotten into some kind of discussion about like me being a feminist just because I think women deserve, you know, the same kind of equality as men. It's nothing radical. I'm just like, yeah, I'm a feminist. He's like, no, you're not a feminist. I'm like, I'm a feminist. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, feminists are weird. I'm like, whatever. So,
okay. Oh my God, did he mansplain feminism
yes,
to you?
Yes. I was like, what about me wanting to be equal to you is a turnoff. Whatever.
Wait, how did we focus on the cardigan for so long as the ick, but the man who is like anti-feminism, that wasn't like the, like that, that's the nail in the coffin.
Because he still had a chance before he showed up in that cardigan. And then he showed up to the date in the cardigan. And I was like, I'm out.
I was about to stick up for cardigan boy. But now that he's like all anti-feminist, I'm now sorry.
We were long gone. And then he started talking about how he hates feminists. And I was like, you already struck out, bro. So we're having this debate about feminism as we're walking to the elevator. And he's like, well, I will say, I can't even believe I'm talking about this publicly. So he goes, I think feminists really like to be like, what's a word I can use on air?
Oh, no. Like tossed around.
No, sure. Let's say that. Okay. He's like, feminists really like to be like
controlled.
Controlled or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And so I like press the button to the elevator or whatever. I'm like, floor number one or whatever. I'm like, get me out of here. This cardigan wearing Ellen DeGeneres anti-feminist. And this is what you guys are gonna die. Okay. So he goes in for the kiss. And he like grabs my throat and tries to like, he kind of like does like a light shove. And I look at him and I give this look like, what the heck are you doing? And then I push him because I'm like, you're not about to kiss me wearing that cardigan and you're like grabbing my throat. So I push him back and then I
And like, just picture this. I'm 5'3", he's 6'3". So there's a pretty big height difference here. I look up and I grab his throat and I push him up against the wall. And then you guys, I can't even, this is the sound that comes out of my mouth. I push him up against the wall. And I'm really tipsy at this point. And I just...
She can't even get it out.
I push him up against the wall and I go...
What? You did what? You just growled at him? You growled at him?
If you're a Gen Zer, you know the Amanda show. There's this character that Amanda Bynes would do where she would always go...
What the hell?
I just pushed him up against the wall and I was like, meh. Because at this point, I'm like, if I can't turn him off with my words, I have to turn him off with my actions. Because this guy is not getting the point. And when I tell you, this guy just got more turned on.
Oh my God.
This guy was so in love with me by the end of the day. He's like, I've never met a girl like you before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, buddy. And you never will.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.